This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. State Department has urged all Americans in the vicinity of Afghanistan's Kabul airport to leave the area immediately because of a specific credible threat. The warning early Sunday morning says U.S. citizens should avoid traveling to the airport and avoid all airport gates at this time. It specifically noted one gate in a new Ministry of Interior suicide bombing at the airport on Thursday killed at least 169 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members. As the U.S. rushes to evacuate Americans and allies from Afghanistan, a growing number of Republicans are questioning why the U.S. should take in Afghan citizens who aided Americans. It's further exacerbating divides within the party heading into next year's midterm elections. Former President Donald Trump and some of his followers in recent days have turned to warning of the alleged dangers posed by those desperately trying to flee their country. Others are, including some Republican governors and members of Congress, taking a stance welcoming refugees to their states. Forecasters have warned residents along the northern Gulf of Mexico coast to rush preparations ahead of an intensifying Hurricane Ida. It's now expected to bring winds as high as 130 miles per hour, life-threatening storm surge, and flooding rain when it slams ashore in Louisiana on Sunday. The National Hurricane Center warned that the super warm Gulf waters could rapidly magnify Ida's destructive power, boosting it from a Category 2 storm to an extremely dangerous Category 4. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.